Today on Seculo, the FBI raids President Trump's home. The question, are you next?
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
Two failed impeachments, one failed special counsel investigation, one questionable election, and now an FBI raid into the former president of the United States, Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home and his personal residence there. Folks, we live right now in this situation. We've been talking about the weaponization of these executive branch agencies, specifically law enforcement, the IRS, which has a huge law enforcement wing within it. And we've talked about how it's been politicized. This is banana republic style politicization of executive branch agencies. This is third world style. This is not the United States of America, or it's not what the United States of America should be. The problem is, how do you correct these wrongs when the bad actors are running rampant with power in Washington, D.C.? And they're adding 87,000 new agents to come after you. The same way they're coming after Donald Trump. That might be using FBI and documents for him and pieces of paper. For you, it will be audits of your small business, audits of people making less than $200,000 a year who can't rely on lots of attorneys and accountants to protect them. So be vigilant at a time when your government is kind of telling you very clearly what they think about you, what they think about you if you're a Trump supporter, what they think about you if you are a conservative, what they think about you if you hold Christian views. This ultimately, again, folks, this raid, which is unprecedented in history, should be the wake-up call of all wake-up calls to the conservative movement in America. We had a president. You might not like always the way he talked or what he tweeted. We had a president who put together peace in the Middle East, economic stability in our country, was handling the border, making incredible gains in foreign policy. Russia was not invading Ukraine like it was under the Obama-Biden administration and like it is today. We were working on plans to remove, get out of Afghanistan, but not in a chaotic way. We were meeting with new world leaders trying to figure out ways around conflict. We didn't see China taking actions like they are around Taiwan, but they just didn't like the man. And they know that he might come back. I'll read his statement. As he said, these are dark times for our nation, as my beautiful home, Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, is currently under siege, raided, and occupied by a large group of FBI agents. Nothing like this has ever happened to a president in the history of the United States before. And he talks about how this is an attack by radical left Democrats who desperately don't want me to run for president in 2024. That is obviously the case as well. I mean, the fact is, they act like they're not concerned. Oh, he's former President Trump, no big deal. This is their entire focus of both the executive branch and the Democrat-controlled Congress has been the January 6th committee. How do we, the impeachments? How do we get Donald Trump? How can we make sure Donald Trump's not our political opponent? Because the political movement that he's put together is too powerful and it is outlasting. It's not even just about him. It's about this whole idea that he's created, that we can be great again, that we can be the world's superpower in a world with China. I want to take your phone calls. We're going to be joined by Senator Lindsey Graham next. We're going to be joined by Rick Rennell in the second half hour of the broadcast, but we're taking your calls as well. 1-800-684-3110, because if it can happen to the former president of the United States, guess how easily it can happen to you. And they got 87,000 new IRS agents ready to come knock on your door. Give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. As always, I encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ, which also includes getting this broadcast out every day at aclj.org. But this is the warning. This is the wake-up moment. Have you woken up? Do you realize how dangerous this precedent is? Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back. a very serious time for our country as people are, you know, taking in the news about this raid on a former president's home, which is unprecedented history. We're joined now by a great friend of the ACLJ, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina. Senator Graham, you tweeted that we're about, you know, 100 days from a midterm election, and while no one is above the law, I think this is a great point, the law must be above politics. What are you concerned about, like these optics? I mean, this is, I think, very dangerous for our country leading into an election year, but also in general, this kind of idea of the executive branch being weaponized against one political viewpoint.
Well, here's my concern, is that if you look at the FBI actions toward President Trump through the Mueller investigation, you will find an FBI lawyer manipulating evidence to the FISA court. The FBI and DOJ were reprimanded by the FISA court for withholding exculpatory information regarding the Carter Page warrant. The guy pled guilty, got probation, but it's still a crime. The Mueller investigation was rotten to its core. They ignored exculpatory information, ran every stop sign you could run, believed every bad thing, whether they checked it out or not, and ignored the Russian subsource disavowing the primary document to get the Carter Page warrant. They've been investigating Trump for 5 years now. And what I would say to people is that the burden on the Department of Justice is exceedingly high. You're 100 days away from a midterm election. It's pretty well known that President Trump's going to run again. So this reeks of politics, and stay tuned.
Yeah, I mean, we saw with Christopher Wray last week, you and your colleagues were questioning him about the way the FBI was handling investigations. And I think what concerns me, I mean, I heard it from so many people last night as this news was breaking, is they just have this total distrust, which I understand, in the institutions of America, especially in our federal law enforcement institutions. They see the hearing last week where Christopher Wray kind of laughs off and doesn't really take seriously a lot of the questions, isn't prepared to answer. And then this happens. Their trust is, if not low, maybe even gone in these institutions. I mean, this it's very serious. Do you think the FBI, they realize what they're doing to themselves?
I don't know, but everybody says, well, a warrant has to be signed off by a judge. I've heard that all over CNN and MSNBC. Well, that same process was used against Carter Page, right? A warrant had to be signed by a judge. Well, the judge is not, you know, is no better than the information given. So the fact that a warrant was obtained means nothing to me, given the Crossfire Hurricane investigation. So the bottom line here is half the country believes they're out to get Trump. They'll use the law as a way of doing it, and there's zero confidence. Now, there's two things going on here. There's the Sussmans and the Wisemans and the Cabes and the Page and Strzok and, you know, all those folks, the cast of characters. Then there's the average FBIs out there risking their lives, child pornography cases, terrorism cases, investigating China and Russia's effort to infiltrate America. So defunding the FBI is not the solution.
Right.
The solution is transparency and holding people accountable when they commit wrongs. So the bottom line here is, I think it's incumbent upon the Department of Justice to inform the Congress in a reasonable fashion about what's going on here, because this is such an extraordinary move 100 days before the election. And as to President Trump, he was strong yesterday. He's stronger today.
Yeah, I mean, Senator, I was going to ask you that because, yeah, it's not usual that we would get a lot of information from the FBI or DOJ during a matter, a normal, even high-profile investigation like this when we see a raid and we see kind of some movement. But when it comes to a former president, I think their silence is actually, it's hurting their entire case. Like you say, it's making President Trump stronger this morning because they haven't at least even gone to Congress with information about what's going on here, because this could be very unsettling for the country, and at a time, again, you still talk about the impact on the elections, but it's also just how people are waking up today and how they feel, and this silence that would be usual for an investigation, I don't think works around this kind of when it's a former president and it's unprecedented.
Yeah, well, number one, it's a former president who's been investigated by the Department of Justice in a fashion that led to a rebuke by a court against the Department of Justice. The whole allegation about Trump-Russia fell apart. And so the one thing I would say is, if the shoe were on the other foot, can you imagine this were happening on Trump's watch, where the Department of Justice, the FBI, raided Hillary Clinton's house, that, you know, the country would be, there'd be riots in the streets. So to conservatives, you have a right to be suspicious. You should demand answers in an appropriate way. But I promise you that Republican members of the Senate, we need to raise our voices and make sure that politics and the law are separated. Nobody's above the law. I said that. But the law has to be above politics, and the track record when it comes to Trump is pretty abysmal.
Yeah, I mean, if this happened under President Trump and you put the shoe on the other foot, I would think of potentially an impeachment, definitely a special counsel, not to investigate Hillary Clinton, but to investigate him if this happened under his watch. And I agree with you, Senator Graham. I want to take this to because people feel like they're kind of under assault by this administration's idea to double the size of the IRS and add in 87,000 new agents to come after and audit them. I mean, when you put all this together at the same time, people have seen the IRS, as you know, ACLJ, we did all of those cases of the Tea Party targeting cases, and now you've got Democrats moving forward legislation to increase that size to come after everyday Americans. I mean, I think this again, they already felt like they were being targeted as conservatives, and we've seen a history of it. You increase the size of the IRS, and at a time when you're raiding a former president's home that they may have been supportive or still supportive of, this kind of escalates quickly.
Well, yeah, I mean, what was the lady's name? I can't remember, the IRS person. Yeah, okay, so here's what the problem is. Conservatives, we have found evidence the IRS used the powers to go after people they didn't like. They're, you know, liberal elements of the IRS were using the power to go after people they didn't like. Well, Nixon did that. Well, you're a liberal or a conservative, we shouldn't be using the IRS as a political tool. Well, given what the FBI did, the idea of getting Trump is so in the DNA of people in this country. They don't care how you get him. They don't care the tools or the techniques you use. Just get him. So every conservative in America is suspicious of the IRS already. But 87,000 new IRS employees would be bigger than the British Army. There are 81,000 people in the British Army. Are you telling me we're going to create an IRS army? I don't believe so. So I'm going to have a rescission package. That's appropriation speak for canceling the money,
great,
sending it to the Border Patrol and counterterrorism activities, and we'll have a real debate. This is not done yet. Passed the reconciliation bill, but you have to appropriate the money, and we'll fight it.
That is great. You know, we got a lot of questions from folks about what could be done, like with Republican victories in November, to pull some of this back and to fight back. And so Senator Graham has just put that forward about how we fight back against its IRS army, to use his own words, which is true. Final question for you, Senator Graham, I just appreciate you spending time with us on this breaking news day, is, you know, we marked a year from the pullout of Afghanistan, the disaster there. You're a foreign policy expert. You're a national security expert. The world also looks at us when this is going on domestically, and it can make America look pretty weak if it looks chaotic. And this is when people like the Chinese Communist parties of the world, the Russias of the world, try to take advantage of these kind of moments of domestic turmoil.
Well, that's a great point. It's fun like being on your show. And tell your dad I said, hey,
will do.
Y'all guys are awesome fighting for the Constitution. Let's look at it this way. We got the first real land war, I guess. Bosnia was a war, but this is a major effort to rewrite the map of Europe, the biggest since World War II. We've got Taiwan's being surrounded by Chinese military exercises. We've got the Iranians trying to break out and build a bomb. We've got Al-Qaeda leaders staying in guest house of the Taliban. And we're doing this 100 days before an election. So what I would suggest is that doing something this brazen and this provocative is going to shake confidence in America throughout the world. I travel a lot, and when we withdrew from Afghanistan, every ally began to question us, and all of our enemies started licking their chops. You'll never convince me that Putin did not get a signal from our withdrawal in Afghanistan. He did not do this on Trump's watch. Ever since Biden withdrew from Afghanistan, our standing in the world has been eroded. And having an FBI raid on the former president's home when he's working with these people, was that really necessary? Just makes every problem worse.
Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, great friend of the ACLJ, as always, I appreciate you spending this time with us today, walking us through this with your expertise, how it affects us here at home, how it affects us abroad, but also what we can do to stop that IRS army, which is coming for you folks. I mean, they're clear about it. It's coming for middle-class Americans that they want to audit, and they want, because that's the only way to pay for their bill. But we, Senator Graham's got a plan to stop that army from being formed. And we come back, we'll start taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. So get those calls in now. 1-800-684-3110. Have you lost total faith in your U.S. government? It's a sad question to ask. All right, welcome back to Secular. We're going to start taking your phone calls in this segment as well at 1-800-684-3110. I wouldn't blame you if you have lost faith in your government institutions completely after last night. I mean, listen, we've had this moments. We saw the Tea Party targeting by the IRS. Remember the IRS went to the DOJ and FBI and said, can we make this criminal? So they work very careful together. You just heard Lindsey Graham talk about the army of IRS agents that they are trying to create through this legislation, 87,000 coming for you. So we said the title of the program, are you next? Yes. Yes, it might not be an FBI raid. It's going to be an IRS agent. So different, it'll be, you know, different for you than maybe for President Trump, but they're taking unprecedented action to put down a political movement they disagree with. They start with the head of the political movement and try to silence him, President Trump. He put out an excellent video, by the way, last night, and so with a statement, but along with a video as well. I don't know how far away we are from a potential announcement, but it seems like that video would be the pre-announcement video, and it may have, this may have made his announcement quicker. But it is okay to not agree with your government on everything. We live in the United States of America. Now, I'm going to walk through people, too, how this happened, and then take your phone calls. So bringing in Andy Economo, who has law enforcement background as a former U.S. attorney. So, Andy, we know that there's these grand juries going on around the country. This one, we are told, is about documents, about National Archives, pieces of paper. And while President Trump and his post-administration team were working with those law enforcement agencies and returning back documents to the National Archives, they had to have put forward in their request to get this to raid warrant that there was no way they could get it without doing a raid. I mean, they have to also go to a judge and say, this is the only way we can get this information.
That's right, Jordan. And in addition to which, you've got to also allege, in order to get a search warrant before a U.S. district judge or a magistrate judge, that a law is being violated. Presumably here, Title 18, Section 2071, about custody of books, records, and documents belonging to the government. You've got to do a lot of things to get a search warrant. First of all, you've got to show probable cause that a crime has been or is being committed, and that the fruits and instrumentalities of that crime are being concealed somewhere in some specific place. You can't do a general search warrant. You've got to do a specific search warrant saying it is in this place, it is in this room of this place, it is in this drawer of this place. I've had to do search warrants that even say that it has got to be in a particular area of a house or an office. The other thing is, Jordan, that the probable cause has to be fresh. You can't talk about stuff that's old and stale. It was there a week ago. It was there a month ago. Maybe that's too long and too stale. The magistrate judge also then, or district judge, issues a warrant based upon what the affiant, the person who swears to the facts of that warrant, are. Those could be false. We know in the Carter Page situation that the FBI lied to the court about what was going on. And it's also true that the very same judge who issued the warrant and who does it on the good faith of the affiant, of the swearer to the warrant, can be the same judge before whom a motion to suppress that material, that is, throw it out, can be heard. So that same judge who issues the warrant may be the same judge who decides later on that there wasn't probable cause and that it was improperly issued.
Yeah, I mean, issue this. They were willing to go to the FISA court and lie. So if they're willing to go to the FISA court, put that in jeopardy. I've already called for that to be dismantled for a long time because of their abuse of the FISA court system to target Americans, which is not why it was created. But they were willing to lie there, and they get their slaps on the wrist. So why wouldn't they be willing to? I mean, that's the thing. With all of the problems, this is the issue with law enforcement and the distrust, is how can you have faith in a system that has been broken so many times in front of us, that has been exposed as having, as Jim Jordan talked about, that he's got in his letter, he's got whistleblowers coming to him from the FBI saying they are purging out conservatives. They are padding the numbers on domestic violence. They're making up crimes that don't exist. I want to go to your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. You should be outraged. You should be angry today. And now, what do you put with that anger? Let's go to the phones. Ronald in South Carolina, online four. Hey, Ronald.
Hey, how are you doing? Truly, thank you for taking my call, and I enjoyed what Lindsey Graham said. He's from my state, along with Senator Scott.
Yep.
And my statement is this, that in spite of all that is coming to light, and yet we have so many people who eyes are still shut to the truth that is coming in and to the social experimentation that the Democrats putting forth. And it's coming to the point to where now I try to reason with them and give them that benefit of the doubt.
It's past that point, Ronald. This is like, it's political war. Okay, when you start using the FBI to come after former presidents in an unprecedented way, this is unprecedented, never happened before. It's political war. You can't reason with the other side. They've got the power, and they think that this power is not going to backfire on them. Now, I think the big question is, I kind of agree with Senator Graham. I think last night President Trump was strong. He woke up stronger this morning because more Americans who supported him in the past, who may have even been ready to move on to a different candidate in the future, are saying, you know what? Enough. We need to put him back as a statement to Washington, D.C., and I mean, that's I think why the fact that they're not explaining any of this still, this morning, this afternoon, not telling the American people who they know have a serious distrust, I think is what Ronald's going to. There's no reasoning with them. Be ready for war.
And I think that's absolutely right. Several hours have passed. The night has gone by. We don't even have a copy of the search warrant. I don't ever think we'll get a copy of the affidavit until a motion to suppress is filed, if it ever is. But there is a lot of no action and no voice from Washington, D.C. about what this is about. Is this a search warrant that the FBI got because they were arguing with the Archives Department over what documents should be turned over, and you're making this into a federal crime, and you're attacking a former president's house, and it is an attack, raiding his house, going through his safe, going through his private papers, never before done in history, never done to Hillary Clinton, never done to anybody else who has been holding papers and documents and property of the United States. This is not a prosecution. This is, as I heard someone say, a persecution of a person who you've got a political will to shatter.
Continued witch hunt. I mean, like I said, two failed impeachments, this failed special counsel investigation, a questionable election. It's just true. When people don't have faith in the election system, and that's true, there's about 30% of the country that still doesn't. And yet still, you can't give it up. You have to try and destroy this individual and his family. And we're hearing from people like former Governor Andrew Cuomo. I wouldn't usually quote him, but this is tweet. DOJ must immediately explain the reason for its raid, and it must be more than a search for inconsequential archives or be viewed as a political tactic and undermine any future credible investigation and legitimacy of the January 6th investigation. These are Democrats. Andrew Yang, I'm no Trump fan. I want him as far away from the White House as possible, but a fundamental part of his appeal has been that it's him against a corrupt government. This raid strengthens that case, because it is, for millions of Americans who will see this as unjust persecution. It is unjust persecution. It's political warfare at its worst. Using law enforcement to play politics is not acceptable in the United States. That's what we get used to in the third world, in dictatorships, in banana republics. We'll be right back. Second half hour.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
Political war, are you prepared? Because, you know, they're going to do everything they can to try and take out maybe your chosen, your preferred candidate in the next presidential election. That's Donald Trump with the raid on his home. They're going to come after you with their 87,000, as Lindsey Graham called it, IRS army, which is bigger than the UK's military. 87,000 new agents to knock on your door, to audit you, to pay for their Green New Deal. And, you know, that's what, thanks, Joe Manchin. You really think he's a moderate, folks? Thanks, Kristen Sinema. Do you think they're moderates? Republicans better get out the vote in November in a serious way. It better be a landslide, because they are under attack. We are under attack. Our nation's institutions are being turned against us. And we've seen it. But now, if they will go to the former president of the United States, they will have no problem again coming after you, because they've made that calculation. They've crossed that Rubicon, if you will. They crossed that line. And what happens next? Again, you could, that would be speculation. But let me tell you something. If they could have the former president arrested, they would. Okay, they may know. I think they've said that pretty publicly. That's what they want to see. And they want him somehow barred from running, which, by the way, I'm not sure that any legislation can do, even though people are citing it, because the Constitution lays out the requirements for running for office, and not legislation. So unless they amend the Constitution, I think there's a fight there. So that's one thing. But that's moving down the road. Listen to Senator Marsha Blackburn. She tweeted out, Bill and Hillary Clinton took $28,000 worth of furnishings, that was back in the 90s, from the White House. Obama violated the Presidential Records Act. Why'd the FBI not raid their houses? This is a political witch hunt to take down President Trump, and added that the partisan federal prosecutions will only increase now that Democrats just voted to give the IRS 87,000 more agents. Mike Pompeo is our senior counsel of global affairs at the ACLJ. You know, Rick Grenell's coming up next on the broadcast. And when he takes off his ACLJ hat, he also runs the super PAC link to President Trump. So he is directly involved in the politics of this. Mike Pompeo tweeted out, you think those 87,000 new IRS agents are just for show? Look at what the DOJ did last night to President Trump while it slow rolls and looks the other way on Hunter Biden. If they will go after a former president, they will go after you. For goodness sakes, folks, he's that former head of the CIA made that statement. If they will go after the former president, they will go after you. That's not Jordan Seculo. That's former CIA director and secretary of state Mike Pompeo. Kevin McCarthy, I've seen enough. The DOJ has reached an intolerable state of weaponized politicization. When Republicans take back the House, we will conduct immediate oversight of this department, follow the facts, and leave no stone unturned. Attorney General Garland, preserve your documents and clear your calendar. And that's no idle threat, because if they take back the House, they will be in charge of the committees. They will be the ones asking those department heads to testify before them under oath. And there will be questions on this. So that's another important note for the November elections. I want to take one call quickly before we go to the next segment. Let me go to John in Minnesota on line five. Hey, John.
Yeah, hi, you guys. Thank you for this program. I can't believe that I agree for once with Cuomo on anything. But I am angry. But you know what? I think this is the stupidest thing that they could have done for the Democrats. I think everybody who's got a primary today, in some states there are, in Minnesota we have a primary today, should get out and vote. Voting is a key right now. But I think that this is going to turn the tide away from the Democratic Party. This is absolute Nazism is what it is.
Well, it is the worst of bad governments. You know, it's what we see in the third world. It's what we see in dictatorships using the institutions, like you use the rule of law, put that in quotes, to persecute and then silence your political opponents, to jail them. I mean, we see it time and time and time again around the world. We call it out in the United States, but now we've crossed the line where we've done it here. So when we criticize the Chinese for jailing political opponents, they say, that's what you do in the United States. Criticize the Russians for doing it. Well, that's what you do in the United States. Be back with Rick Grenell. The political persecution of Donald J. Trump has been going on for years with the now fully debunked Russia scam, impeachment hoax one, impeachment hoax two, so much more. It just never ends. It's the political targeting at the highest levels. We call it a political warfare. I want to go right to Rick Grenell. He's our senior advisor for foreign policy and national security. But Rick, to take off that ACLJ hat for a moment, you also run the PAC associated with President Trump. This, to me, is the line has now been crossed. Whether it's the 87,000 more agents at the IRS, and Lindsey Graham just called them, an army to come after the American people. We've seen the targeting at a grassroots level. Now we have the institutions being used against a former president of the United States.
Look, the weaponization of government has been a problem for a while, and I think the Democrats have completely unleashed it. Look no further than the raid on Mar-a-Lago, but also the 87,000 IRS agents that are going to come after everyday Americans. We've seen big tech and big corporations silence dissenting voices. And this is the trouble that I see. As I travel this country, something has happened to the Republican Party, because first and second generation Americans are becoming Republicans. They're becoming conservatives. And the reason why is because they are the canaries in the coal mine. They have seen fascism and totalitarianism before, and they don't like it. We have a problem with generation Americans, and I would say largely white, wealthy liberals, who somehow have allowed the systems to teach our children to hate America. This is a scary moment, and people are rising up. Just anecdotally, I have to say, Jordan, people in my life who were either nominally Republican or, you know, people who just didn't get involved in politics have all spoken to me to say, wow, I'm scared. We got to clean this up. I'm going to support Donald Trump.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, in a sense, we know their goal. Their goal is to have Donald Trump arrested, tried, and convicted. I mean, that is the goal of the Democrats. We know that's been their goal through two impeachments and the special counsel investigation. I mean, they've been trying and trying, even with the January 6th committee. Now they've got the raid. But as you said, and I think Senator Graham kind of echoed the same message. I think that it's interesting, because that's what everybody's hearing, and I'm getting those same messages too, is that people that may have been on the line about getting involved again, or was it too divisive, are now 100% behind President Trump. And I think that this idea is going to be, as a statement, as Americans, we need to put him back into the White House.
I think people see what's at stake right now. They see our country sliding away. They see homelessness. They see the rule of law being trashed. They see people being canceled. And it's un-American. And people see it. And so what they want to see now is the fighter. They're realizing that if we don't fight against this, it's the slow slide towards socialism. And so they know Donald Trump is the fighter, and they've already tried. They've thrown everything at him. And I would say to conservatives and Republicans and independents, recognize the fact that Donald Trump has already been attacked. They've tried to impeach him. They've tried to ruin his family. There's not much left that they can do. And he is still standing and fighting.
He is still standing. He's still fighting. He's not backing down. I mean, his statement, in fact, I think it encourages him in a sense. No one wants this to happen to them. No one wants an FBI raid on any of their properties. But I think it encourages him in a sense to say, you know what, I told people make America great again. This is when, and I think the video he released was excellent about where we are as a country right now and the messaging there about, you know, but we can overcome this. We can change this. This is the thing, right? It will, and we've talked about this over again, but it takes personalities and styles of leadership like a Donald Trump to fix these agencies. Because we know it. He was the one. Hillary Clinton complained all she wanted about Comey. It was Donald Trump who got rid of him. Paid the price for it, but I think would be going back into Washington, D.C., realizing what draining the swamp, what it entails, how you have to be prepared for them to respond, and they're doing everything they can to keep him from doing that. Which would be the Trump second term. I think it would be the Drain the Swamp show. It'd be the major focus because this makes our country look weak. This makes us look ridiculous, Rick, to our enemies and adversaries.
For sure. And I think, you know, one of the reasons why President Trump travels the country to do all these rallies and we see massive big rallies is to empower people. Is to have people who are listening to the ACLJ radio show right now understand that if you are just listening and hoping somebody else does something, that you are part of the problem, to be honest. You've got to get equipped, you've got to get informed, and you've got to speak up. Some people might have to run for school board. Some people have to write bigger checks. Some people have to raise their voice on social media, but gone is the day that you get to just sit and listen and turn the radio off and say, gosh, I hope somebody's doing something about this. You have to do this. I ask everybody who's listening to our voice, what are you doing today to save your country? Because we must all fight back. And that's what Donald Trump taught us as the leader. He taught us fight back. And if I can just say one little thing is yesterday I filed a defamation lawsuit against a woman named Olivia Troya, who literally took to social media and said that I, Rick Grenell, tried to get Mike Pence to go to a white supremacist event. And it was so cutting. And I see a lot of ugliness and sure. attacks, criticism and you know, false criticisms attacked on me. But this one was just crossing the line because she was inside the Trump administration and has now become a never Trumper. But I filed in Virginia court a defamation lawsuit against her. And I think I did this because Donald Trump taught me to fight back.
Yeah, I mean, this is the kind of new way of operating, say, Rick, is people would say, oh, he's litigious, and we've been attorneys for the president before and throughout the special counsel investigation, the first impeachment. But the fact is, when you become at this level and the attacks come at you the way they do, you have to fight back at every resource you have. So whether that's filing the lawsuit, whether it's the politics and getting out the vote, I mean, this has got to be the wake-up call for Republicans. One is, you know, we're going through the primary process. As that finishes up, we have to come back together and unite, too. I mean, that's a very important part. The Democrats would love to keep us divided and say, well, my candidate didn't win, so I don't really want to get out there and vote. This should be the wake-up call to say, oh, we've got to take back Congress, and we've got to, again, be prepared in 2024 for all-out war politically.
There's no question about it, and I sense it already that people see what's happening, and yesterday just as yet another example. It's not the first. Nope. We've seen it over the last year. People have been outraged, but I'm really encouraged. I'm somebody who looks at life and understands that the glass is always half full because we are Americans, and so I'm encouraged that so many people see this. We just now got to get into the phase where we fight back.
Yeah, I mean, I agree, Rick, and I appreciate you joining us. This is the point, is that more people need to join the cause. And there's a way to fight back, Rick, politically. You don't, you know, we don't have to go to war literally because we have the ability to vote. And if we come out and clear, if we come out in big numbers, we win. And they can't mess with it. It's a clear, we can get the numbers. We got to get united. And I think that, again, this might be, bizarrely in some ways, to me, it feels like maybe that uniting moment just occurred.
Yeah, and I would say to people who are listening is that I believe in the ACLJ. I believe that this is a great organization that knows how to equip people and fight. So if you're wondering what you can do, realize that we have an amazing team that's on watch. And when we see something that crosses the line, we file a lawsuit and we take them to court. We don't just do a PR battle. No. We don't just try to rough them up on Twitter. What we try to do is stop them through the legal process, through the rule of law. So join ACLJ, go to aclj.org and help us, because we are here on watch trying to find the fights.
Rick, I appreciate it. As always, your insight. I mean, this is a former acting director of national intelligence, former ambassador to Germany, but he understands the politics too of this and the political warfare going on in our country. We're going to continue to take your calls. We come back from the break. In fact, that's what we're going to mostly do in the final segment of the broadcast at 1-800-684-3110. I might be able to get one of these in right now. Steven in Massachusetts on line one. Hey, Steven.
Hi. Thank you, Jordan, for taking my call and all the work that you're doing. I'm asking, what kind of legal recourse does President Trump have?
I was going to go to Andy on this. Very difficult. I mean, you'd have to prove a case that this that you had the bad actors done, and you're not going to know that for a long time.
No, there is no recourse here. Look, the government has the whip hand, has the other upper hand. They say, we went before a judge, we went before a magistrate, we swore that these were the facts, the magistrate believed us, there was probable cause, we ruined this man's house, we've got a bunch of documents that we're battling over to the archives. This is the danger of big government, folks. This is the danger of a rampant FBI and beast mode. You don't have recourse. You don't want to hear that, but I'm telling it to you.
It's no surprise all of this is coming out within a matter of days. The beast mode IRS army of 87,000 new agents to come for you. The FBI coming for Donald Trump and the DOJ. The entire weight of the federal government, that basically is, when you include the DOJ and FBI on this. We got to be ready to fight this fight in a smart way. The voting booth. Now, you've got to do it. You got to get your friends and family to do it. And you can't forget what they have done. They crossed this line. Let's keep reminding them of that through voting, through speaking out, and through and uniting behind our conservative Make America First views. We'll be right back. There's a lot to say here, and we've only got an hour broadcast, and I want you to be able to speak out and ask your questions as well. I believe that this has crossed the line where it's political war. When people say, at the ballot box, oh, I don't know if I trust the system, you better go vote. We better overwhelm the system to the point where it's so clear that Republicans and conservatives won these midterm elections that there can be no question who won each election or most. And then, again, I think that this is, if Donald Trump decides to run, I think, this would be the biggest statement back to the swamp you could make, is putting him back in the White House. I mean, there's no greater statement. They want to arrest this man. I mean, that it's been their goal. They wanted him impeached twice, even once he was already out of office. And they tried to have a special prosecutor going after him, special counsel going after him, trying to get criminal charges against him. I mean, you've seen this show. This is what they want. Are you going to let that happen? We're going to take your calls, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Rick in Georgia on line two. Hey, Rick.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call. I called with two statements or questions. One, you've kind of addressed them, but maybe you want to hit them again. But the first one was what we're supposed to do as citizens. Of course, we're going to vote, or I hope, but I will. But and then secondly, like, the Department of Justice and the FBI, if there's not laws, there needs to be laws that they have to answer to doing things like this that are unjust and corrupt. So just wanted to throw that out.
It has to be reformed completely. I think, I agree with Senator Graham that there's frontline agents who put their life on the line to do good work. But less and less do I believe, because I also know that Jim Jordan said that the good ones are being purged. So I don't know how much longer that lasts, even, like, where we just say, oh, it's not the agents, it's Washington, D.C. Because I think they've corrupted the entire system. And it's again, the IRS bad enough. You corrupt the FBI and DOJ to this level, you've given almost all power up. So I think the number one thing we can do, it's not just vote. It's bumper stickers, yard signs, friends and family, being proud of who you vote for, not being ashamed that you're a Trump supporter, or that you support a MAGA candidate, or that you vote Republican, that you tell your friends and family, you speak up about it, you're willing to do that. It takes that. It takes more than just your vote. It takes a movement to fight back. 1-800-684-3110. 3110. Back to the phones. We go Sharon in California on line three. Hey, Sharon.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My concern is that when you get a certain political party in office and they usurp that authority and they pass legislation like this, even when or if the Republicans take back the House and the Senate, will they have the political will and determination to overturn it, or can they overturn this legislation and keep the three-letter alphabet unelected, unaccountable offices in check?
Yeah, I think, listen, where Lindsey Graham is right is the appropriations. They can pass the idea, then you have to actually give the funds. And so what he is hoping is Republicans will take back majorities and they can withhold those funds. Thus, the IRS will not be able to hire 87,000 new agents. Though you've authorized the hiring, you then have to appropriate the funds. I think, Andy, that's Senator Graham has already got a way to tackle it. I mean, it's a way to tackle it without before taking back the White House. But that means taking the House and Senate.
That's right. It's vital to take back the House, where all appropriations and revenue-raising measures start under the Constitution. Got to start in the House and take the House and take their money away. If they don't have the money, they can't do the nefarious things that they're out to do. They can't pay these people. There's no money. There's no appropriation. The critical thing is to vote. Vote, as Jordan said. Vote your conscience. Vote what is American. Put the yard signs. Put the stickers out, tell your friends, do the things that the American system is designed to do. And the ultimate weapon that you have is the ballot box.
Let me go back to the phones. Jim in Montana on line five. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how are you doing? Thank you so much. Listen, one of the points that you've kind of touched on that is very troubling to me is I was in public service for 31 years.
Yep.
And the agents that went into this and did this basically going, this ain't right, but we're going to do it. We're going to do whatever our bosses says. This is a problem that is occurring in the military, like is was touched on. They're kicking out the good people. They're taking these new IRS agents that they are going to hire through this new bill that they just passed are all going to be nefarious people. They're going to be going against us and our Constitution, because we all swear to take an oath against or for the Constitution, but they don't care about that anymore. This is much deeper than we know.
I think where you go is, like Jim Jordan said, there's a purge going on at these agencies. So while there's still a lot of good people on the front lines that risk their lives doing actual law enforcement work, there's a lot of bad actors. It's not all just out of the seventh floor. I mean, this also involves the entire DOJ, the entire FBI. We've seen it happen at the IRS. And I would actually say, I think that where I differ is they think they are upholding the Constitution in their mind. This is their mind. That's why I say it's political war. You cannot convince them. You can't reason. You just have to beat them politically. You have to beat them at the ballot box. And then their viewpoints don't matter. And they don't have control of the DOJ and the FBI. And they can't just go raid former president's home in an unprecedented way without... Listen, most investigations, they wouldn't explain, they wouldn't come out. But come on, like Lindsey Graham said, this is not like a normal raid. Criminal raid. And so when you have half the country saying, whoa, maybe we shouldn't give you the authority anymore, and it makes our country look absurd to the world. I don't want to be having to act this way or feel this way, because you see the rest of the world, they go, ha, 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 this is exactly what we like to see in America. Distrust of their institutions. Doesn't take any Russian disinformation. It just takes Jim Comey's and Andrew McCabe's and their colleagues. Back to the phones. We'll go 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Jack in Pennsylvania first on line six. Hey, Jack. Jack, you there?
Material that they took out of...
You're breaking up, Jack. Let me go to Pam in Pennsylvania on line one. Final call of the day.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, I'm wondering if, you know, this is turning into the KGB. I'm so afraid now with all of these, IRS agents being hired, are they going to specifically go after Trump supporters and small businesses that support the Republican Party?
I mean, if you go by history, yes. Unfortunately, yes. If you go by recent history, the IRS will use their new power to politically target. So they'll come after, again, the small business owner in red states. They'll come, and so 9 out of 10 times that's going to be then a more conservative voter. And again, they're coming after middle class voters. That's Republican voters. I mean, that could be, you know, that's who is the backbone of the Republican Party, working Americans. Because they have a history of it. I wouldn't just say, yeah, the IRS is going to do that if I hadn't actually worked on those cases where they were doing it. Can we see the content of your prayer? We're going to keep your application for 2 or 3 years. We're not going to deny it. We're not going to approve it. We're going to ask you can we get access to your website? Not just to what is your website, but back in so we can see everything. Can we get the list of all your speeches that you've had and content of those speeches? We've already been through this. Now they've raided the former president's home, as Mike Pompeo said. If they will do that, you're next. We're next. Unless we respond. Take action. Join us in the ACLJ. We respond, as Rick Grinnell is talking about. We don't just talk about these issues. We fight back. ACLJ.org. Donate today. Let's fight for our country, folks.